Happy New Year in Christ Jesus. You've heard the gospel this evening, and all of you that are joining us online too. You've heard good news. You've heard testimonies and a spoken word that talks about simply this. You were created in the image of God, and He loves you. And tonight, make this a new start. A new start in Christ Jesus. A new start, not based upon a new year, but a new start based upon the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you 2,000 years ago. Receive Christ Jesus tonight as your Lord and Savior. Jisona shared that wonderful spoken word that simply portrays all the distractions that are presented to you horizontally. But vertically, there's this amazing love that comes from the Father for you. And the way to start out this year is to stop looking across like this, but to look up to Jesus Christ and receive Him as Lord and Savior. Make this a new start. The Word of God tells us that if anyone be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away, and all things are made new in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away only if you believe in faith that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior and died on the cross for you. I don't have to worry about 2016, and I don't have to worry about 2017 because I'm a new person because of the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross, who became sin for you and I. He took on sin. He didn't have to. He's God. But He chose to come down on this earth and become flesh and take on sin so that our lives in faith could be lived out for His glory and for His purpose. And you and I can live a life as a new person in Christ Jesus. A new person in Christ. Well, what does it mean to be in Christ? It is a life surrendered completely to Him. I'm not going to keep up anymore with everything that's around me. I'm not going to live my life defined by all that I've had to endure in my past, by every rejection that I've had to face, every foul thing that's been said to me, or every foul, terrible thing that I've done. But today can be a new start as a new person in Christ Jesus. You. This night is for you. The testimonies that you heard, they're for you. The spoken word that you heard, the worship, the good Father that you sang about or maybe heard about for the first time, that's for you. That's love. That is this unconditional love. It's an amazing love. There's no love like it. You can look and search on this earth forever. You can travel all the way around the world. You'll simply come full circle because the earth is round. I believe that. And you'll find yourself right back in the same spot, still searching. But if you look up tonight and believe in faith that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God gave us His Son to die on a cross for my sins and for yours, you will be saved. So give your life to Jesus Christ. To be in Christ Jesus is to put your hope in Him, to trust in Him, to believe in faith in Christ Jesus, to know that He is your healer and He's your deliverer. And a life in Christ Jesus is a promised life into eternity. No one else can give you that kind of a promise. No one on this earth. It's a new start that never ends. In Christ Jesus. See, for everyone else that believes in simply those things that the world have to offer, they gather around the ball and they hope that each year is a better year. But for those that believe in Christ Jesus, you're a new person today. And the new creature that receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, is given a promise from God that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And this promise will take you into eternity. This is an eternal new start. A new start that lasts forever. Not a new start that I have to start back over again in 2018. No, a new start in Jesus never ends if you remain in his hands. Jesus said something. He said, no one and nothing can take you out of my hands if you believe in faith. If you want a new start, get into the hands of God. Commit your life to God. He said it. No one can take you out of my hands. Now you can jump out if you want to. But if you want a new start, you'll stay right here in the hand of God. His promise in the hand of God. His grace in his hand. His power, his life in his hand. There's mercy and there's healing in his hand. Why would you want to go anywhere else? It's time for a new start. Some of you tonight, maybe emotionally, you've just kind of crawled in. Just barely making it. Some of you have come in tonight, you've been so wounded, you've been so hurt. You've been able to identify with the testimonies from Karen and our team. But their stories talk about a new start in Jesus Christ. Despite all that they've had to endure, when they gave their life to Jesus Christ, all things old, the old has passed away. And now it's a new beginning for them in Christ Jesus. Worship team, will you come back out? It's time for a new start. Maybe emotionally, physically even, you're just weary and tired. But my heart's desire is that when you walk out of here tonight on New Year's Day, you go out of here with a new start as a new person, a life fully given to Christ Jesus. Maybe tonight you'll walk out of here and all the old things are finally passed away. Maybe tonight when you walk out of here, you have finally come to recognize that all your sins fell upon Jesus Christ on the cross 2,000 years ago. And you have a new start because of Jesus Christ who died on the cross for you 2,000 years ago. Maybe tonight you'll make a choice to walk out of here and have life and life more abundantly. Pastor Carter preached the message this morning. It was simply this. This is the year you have to choose. Make a decision. Make it a new start. Stand up with me. No one has to go crawling out of here tonight with your head down, wondering how you're going to fix things, wondering how you're going to make things right, still feeling guilty about last year, ashamed about something that you looked at or watched, or ashamed of an addiction that you might have. You don't have to be ashamed tonight. I want to pray with you. We here at Times Square Church, we want to pray with you. In just a minute, you're going to find yourself surrounded by believers that know how to pray for other people. We're going to pray with you. But first, I want to invite everyone here that wants a new start to come forward and pray. And not be ashamed. The music is going to play. We're going to worship Jesus Christ. And we're going to pray together. You're not alone. It's time for a new start. And I don't know what you've had to face. I don't know who has rejected you, hurt you, inflicted pain. And it doesn't matter if maybe you're the one who has said some choice words to others. Maybe you have rejected people, hurt people. You don't have to be ashamed tonight. You get to have a new start in Christ Jesus. Just move right on out of the aisle. Just say, excuse me, I need to go forward and pray. And if you came with a friend, say, will you come with me? You don't have to be ashamed about this right now. You don't have to be worried about who's watching you, who's looking at you. And fellow believers in Christ Jesus, if you brought a friend, take their hand. Say, I'm going down there with you. I want to pray with you. It's time for a new start. Do not go into this new year the same, but you need to give your life fully and completely to Jesus Christ. And when you come down this aisle, you walk with your head high. From the balcony too. I know there's some people. You need to come forward. That's right. Make your way down. You've got time. Whatever's outside those doors, it can wait for right now. But you come and give your life fully to Jesus Christ. Every young man, if you're not walking with Jesus completely and fully, you need to come down here and make him your Savior. It's time for a new start. It's time to be a new person in Christ Jesus. Every addiction broken now, tonight, in the name of Jesus. You can't fix it. It was fixed on the cross 2,000 years ago. You don't have the power to sort things out. Jesus Christ has the power. And your life in the hand of God is the safest place where you should be. Healing and deliverance. There's someone from the balcony that needs to come down. We'll wait for you. We're going to worship the Lord, but you need to make your way down here. There might be a grandmother here that says, oh, no, I'm too old to be coming down anymore. But if you have not allowed Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior of your life, you need to come down here right now, Grandma. Hey, young brother, you've been watching too much television. Your music is not going to save you. I don't care how much music you listen to in your in-ears. Music does not have the power to wipe away depression. Music doesn't have the power to drown out the noise of loneliness and despair. Only Jesus can do that. Come down here and receive Jesus Christ and get a new start. Let me say something to the men here. For quite a few years of my life, I played church. I was even involved. But I wasn't fully given completely to Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. But I could play church, just like you heard from Karen. I could perform well. And I played church until I found myself trapped in my own prison of pride. Because that's what happens when you play church. Like, you go just enough to maybe keep the wife happy or mom happy. Men, we do this. We just, all right, I did it. I came in on a Sunday. See, I'm loyal. I'm committed. I come regularly. But your heart is not fully given to Jesus Christ. Not fully surrendered. I did that for a long time until I found myself in the prison of my own pride. And what happens is when you're not humbly given to Jesus Christ fully, what happens is you create a prison for yourself. Pride creates that prison. And guess what? It's not just you inside that prison. It's your anger and your bitterness and your loneliness that's locked in there too. And it wasn't until I recognized that Jesus Christ is the key to my life. And I didn't come to a place for a long time recognizing that the only way I was going to get out of that prison was that Jesus Christ was going to have to unlock the door that I had created for myself. It's the only way to get out of that prison. And so I'm going to say it one more time. Humble yourself. It's time to get out of the prison of pride and humble yourself and give your life fully to Christ Jesus. You need a new start tonight. Now, for everyone that's come up here to receive Jesus, the Lord sees your tears. This is a new start. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I come before you right now. Forgive me of my sins. I have failed, but I look to you, Jesus, to be my Lord and my Savior. I repent. I turn from my sins and I come to you, Jesus. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I believe that I am now a new person. This is my new start. Right now, old things are passed away. This is a new day. I am a new creature in you, Christ Jesus. I put my hope in you. I put my faith in you. I put my trust in you. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing healing to my heart. Thank you, Jesus, for delivering me from the bondage of sin. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life right now, giving me a new start. In your name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Now look up at me. If you have prayed that prayer in faith this evening, you are a new person in Christ Jesus. You're a new person in Christ Jesus. Whatever you have wrestled with in guilt or in shame 60 seconds ago, it is passed away. It's done. It's done. God tells us in his word that he keeps no record of our wrong when we come to him in faith and accept him as Lord and Savior. It's done. He can't recall what you did 60 seconds ago. How amazing is that? It's done. So for every person that has received Christ Jesus tonight, you've come crawling in spiritually, emotionally, physically. You're going out dancing tonight in this new year. Now I want to pray a prayer of victory over you right now. And I want the saints to pray with me. I want you to extend your hand right now to every person that's come forward to receive Jesus. And let's pray a prayer of victory over their lives. I want you to focus in on somebody from the balcony to the main floor. All my saints, all of you that know how to open up your mouth and pray right now. Let's let every new believer that's come forward hear the saints roar a prayer of victory over their lives right now. Thank you, God. We lift up our voice unto you, God, and we thank you. We thank you for new life. We thank you for a new start. We thank you for victory right now. In the lives of your people, your children, we thank you, Lord, right now for freedom. Freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. Deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for what you've done tonight. I thank you for a new start. I thank you because old things are passed away. And behold, all things are made new in you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Lord God, I pray that every person that's come forward will be able to lift up their voice right now and declare you as Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Father, I pray for every person watching online. I pray now that in their room, in their living room, wherever they are, Lord God, that they would cry out and they would declare you Lord and Savior. They would call on your great name, Jesus, and they would know, Lord God, in the power of your spirit, that they have victory in you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord God. thank you, Lord God, for the power to heal, the power to set the captives free, the power to open blind eyes. I thank you, Jesus, right now for salvation, the gift of salvation. I thank you, O Lord, that you went to the cross and you died for our sins. I thank you, God, that you rose again on the third day. I thank you, Jesus, for every person here that has received resurrection life. We give you the glory and the honor. We praise your holy name. You are a holy God. You're a righteous God. And you've given us your righteousness. You've given us, Lord God, your righteousness. Thank you, God. We give you the glory and the honor. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.